Lawmakers investigating the January 6, 2021 United States Capitol riot are holding another hearing Monday. Former top aides to former U.S. President Donald Trump are testifying. They urged him not to declare quick victory in the 2020 presidential race. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In taped testimony to the House panel investigating the Capitol riot, former Trump campaign chief Bill Stepien says he recommended the president hold off on election night with votes still being counted.
Too early to call the race.
Trump didn't like it.
He thought I was wrong.
Stepien was to testify live, but abruptly backed out because his wife went into labor. His taped testimony was played with that of other aides, including then Attorney General Bill Barr, who says he tried to convince Trump the voter fraud claims he was spreading were bogus, crazy.
He's become detached from reality if he really believes this stuff.
The panel says Trump had betrayed the nation's trust by trying to stay in power and then inciting the deadly riot. Sagar Magani, Washington.
An arms watchdog has a warning, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Stockholm International Peace Research Institute, or SIPRI, says the decrease in recent decades seems about to be reversed as all 9 nuclear-armed countries are increasing or upgrading their arsenals. Wilfried Wan, the director of SIPRI's Weapons of Mass Destruction program, says it is a very worrying trend. SIPRI's new report says the US and Russia hold 90% of the world's nuclear weapons, while other nuclear states are either developing or deploying new weapons systems, or have announced their intention to do so.
This is VOA News. M23 rebels in the Democratic Republic of Congo have seized an eastern border town, local activists said on Monday, sending more than 30,000 civilians fleeing into neighboring Uganda. The capture marks a major setback for Congolese forces who said a day earlier they had the insurgents on the run. The United Nations and African Union voiced alarm about the mounting violence in a region where conflicts in the 1990s and 2000s cost millions of lives, mostly from disease and hunger, and spawned dozens of militias that remain active to this day. The fighting caused more than 30,000 Congolese asylum seekers and 137 Congolese soldiers to cross into Uganda on Monday, Uganda's resident district commissioner for the district told Reuters. The Court of Appeal in London has refused to grant an injunction to block Britain from sending its first flight of asylum seekers to Rwanda, as the number of people scheduled to leave on Tuesday's plane fell to less than a dozen. Britain has agreed to a deal with Rwanda to send some asylum seekers back to the country in return for an initial payment of £120 million, or $148 million, and additional sums based on the number of people deported. Human rights groups say the policy is inhumane and will put migrants at risk. The recent U.S. baby formula shortage highlights problems with health inspections brought on by the pandemic, including at a plant that had to shut down. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
According to federal records reviewed by the Associated Press, Abbott's Michigan plant that was shut down after formula produced there was linked to infections in 4 infants had not been inspected for 2 years. In 2020, 2 of the other biggest baby formula manufacturers were also not inspected. The FDA says it based selections on safety risk. A bill in Congress would require the FDA to inspect facilities every 6 months. And the government's Inspector General for Health has launched an inquiry into the FDA's handling of Abbott's facility. I'm Julie Walker.
Recapping our top story, former U.S. President Donald Trump's campaign manager Bill Stepien and other top aides are testifying at a hearing on the January 6, 2021 United States Capitol attack. They believed the 2020 presidential race was too close to call on election night, but Trump nevertheless declared himself the winner. Stepien pulled out of an in-person appearance because his wife went into labor, but the panel investigating the attack showed his previously recorded testimony. Reported by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
It's VOA. One. Yeah.